The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, hey, everybody, guess who's back in town? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all the wonderful people in San Diego who made my trip so fabulous. And thank goodness we weren't worried about hurricanes because, boy, I'll tell you what, it's a much different situation as we get ready for the 4th of July. Arthur, pretty steady, is now what they say, a trop storm. Not really there as far as hurricane is concerned, but it could wreak havoc with a lot of people who are traveling over this holiday. As of the second I just cracked open this microphone, the winds are 70 miles an hour, somewhere in that vicinity. That's what the National Weather Service is saying. It's the very first storm of the Atlantic tropical cyclone season, and it's just churning up the East Coast. Could be pretty dangerous on Thursday when it hits North Carolina. Oh, man, I got a lot of buddies that are in North Carolina, and so do many of you. And we have people listening there, too, as well, so batten those hatches. They're saying as of Wednesday afternoon that the Boston Pops fireworks spectacular that many of you watch, usually held on the 4th, is going to be moved to Thursday because of the potential for bad weather. So they're shifting it, assuming they're going to be able to have enough people that will be there for that. But regardless, that's when they're going to do it. It's going to be a Category 1 hurricane Thursday. The eye might not hit land. The storm will probably create what people sometimes ignore and surfers love, the big waves, of course, but the rip currents. And the Outer Banks area, man, it is deadly when you start to get those rip currents. The governor's already issued a tropical storm warning for the entire coastline, sent out a message to people who plan to go to the beach, and this is specifically what the message said. I don't want to put you at risk, not only yourself, but also people who may try to help you, especially our emergency operation workers. That's the governor, Pat McCrory. He says, don't put your stupid hat on. Don't put your stupid hat on. He was getting elocution lessons, I think, from the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who, if you remember during Sandy, was saying similar things. So a mandatory evacuation order for Hatteras Island, a voluntary evac to another couple of islands not far away. And it's full speed ahead with this storm anyway. But you never know if it's going to dissipate somewhat or you're going to get the eye of the hurricane. But Independence Day, pretty much you're going to see rain in Washington. Some of the stuff is being moved because of it. There's a fireworks show they normally do, too, in the Washington National Mall. That's a pretty big deal. Because, of course, you can't have pyro technics and any of that over the reflecting pool if you're going to have rain. And that's why in Boston they made the shift. You know, they're worried about it. Since there's a chance of rain, they're saying they're kind of flipping a coin on some of the things they were saying they were going to do. And if your people are traveling too, that'd be the same thing. And then in Florida, the same deal there too. Arthur is going up the north of Florida's Atlantic coast, lots of rain there. And a lot of people head to Key West and Jacksonville and all those places. So you need to know what's going on with the weather, especially if you're on the East Coast. And we got a report right here live. You got to love this show for that. Our pal Cop in Camden, New Jersey, says in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area, bad storms during the evening, heavy blast, they say. Tomorrow they're going to get heavy blasts. He's saying heavy lightning, thunder, downpour. So same thing in that Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York area. They're looking at some pretty vicious weather, too. So for goodness sake, please, please pay attention to what the weather is like in your area. Hey, speaking of weather, since we're at it right from the start, and I was just on a plane saying the weather in San Diego couldn't have been more brilliant, more fabulous. 70 degrees all the time, a little crisp at night, but just the perfect weather. People always talk about that with San Diego, and it was, as it was billed, lived up to its billing. Incredible. Pretty tough to really pry yourself away from San Diego. Ocean, pretty sailboats, a lot of interesting people around, and fabulous weather. But, so they weren't talking about tropical storms. It was all what was happening on the East Coast. One thing people are talking about is tighter security at foreign airports, because they're concerned now about another Al-Qaeda effort to create some kind of a bomb that would go undetected through airport security. And what is being said is we're going to just beef up that security. And because of these warnings they're starting to get, these concerns about non-metallic explosives being implanted in a traveler's body. Can you imagine? I mean, if you're going to blow yourself up, if somebody would rig themselves up with any kind of explosives, why not go a step further and implant something? I'm not shocked that this is a possibility. But you wouldn't get it in pat-downs. You wouldn't get it in metal detectors. And voila, you've got a human ticking time bomb on a plane. Now, how are you going to figure out where that's coming through? They picked up a lot of signals, apparently, that bomb makers in the Yemen area have traveled to Syria, and they're linking up with an Al-Qaeda, some kind of an Al-Qaeda affiliate there, and they're trying to perfect this device that could stop airport security in its tracks, because if it's, you know, what are you going to do if it's undetected? And you got Americans and a lot of other people from the West that traveled to Syria over the past year to join in the fight against the Syrian government. So the big fear is that the fighters with some kind of a passport showing they're from the West or the U.S. would probably be subjected to less stringent kind of screening measures. And they could carry a bomb onto an American plane. But see, this is the mystery of it all. So, okay, scare us half to death. We know these possibilities exist. We don't know which airports are affected by the measures. We don't know where they're pinpointing. How many foreign airports are there? Try 250 on for size. And lots of non-stops that are offered to the U.S., for goodness sake. At the satellite facility here, the mighty GCN network, not too far where I just landed at DFW, they've got lots of nonstop flights all over the place, including to Dubai, to Paris, to all kinds of places where that could work. So extra security, but what's this extra security going to do? I guess you can't overreact to it, right? All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, plus what you doing for 4th of July. Tell me, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged me.
So I just shook the magic eight ball. And the eight ball says, if you call now, you will be next. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If you live along that eastern seaboard where I just gave that terrible description of what's going to happen to all of you weather-wise or what could possibly happen, want to know what's going on in those nooks and crannies, call us. Have they canceled your local parades? I would imagine so. The threat is pretty big. I mean, you look at any of the radar and you can see the fronts that are coming in. You just look at the colors. When you see that giant patches of red over North Carolina, you know that it can't be good. Yeah, I mean, you just know it, right? So the hope is maybe some of it will blow out, and then by Friday everything will be okay. If not, maybe Saturday. It's such a bummer, too. I'm a fireworks person. I love to see fireworks on the 4th of July. And do you know that I was staying at the marina in San Diego? If you ever get a chance, put this on your bucket list. Go and stay in one of those hotels right off the water there. And they have good deals. It's not that they're outrageous. But every night off of the Midway, which is a museum, and it's got all kinds of planes on it. It's very, very interesting. They shoot off fireworks. And it might be a summertime thing, I'm not sure. But every night I looked out the window and I saw fireworks. It was the coolest thing, I got to say. And I saw all kinds of flyovers and all kinds of things happening in San Diego, which, of course, you know, is a major base for the Navy and the Marines as well. The Wounded Warrior folks are out of that area. And I talked to the head of the Wounded Warriors and found out some amazing things that they're doing for the guys that are coming back. And what they actually do, they take no salaries. And the main thing that they do is reunite the families with the soldiers who come back. And truly, one of my favorite charities that really pinpoints what they can do for the soldiers who come back and have to deal with phantom limbs and rehabbing and all of that. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Let's go to Jack in, let's go to Jack down under. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Nice to have you back from the land of fruits and nuts, Kate.
But San Diego doesn't really feel like the land of fruits and nuts, I got to tell you. It's amazing. Very military, too, in San Diego.
Yeah, yes, it is. There's a, I only saw a station. A
couple of bases.
Outside of that.
Yeah.
Look, I wanted to talk about this this increased terror alert and this whole idea of untraceable explosives. Yes, that we, look, as you know, I'm ex-military and I have a lot of experience with explosives. There, while the explosive themselves can be undetectable, there are so many other detectable things that are needed. I mean, the detonators are cased in metal, and they've got more than enough metal in them to actually ping the metal detectors. You know, your timers and all of this other stuff. It's all going to set off the alarm. And this whole idea of the untraceable bomb just sort of irks me the wrong way because I have the background in it. And look, I think it's just another excuse to give the TSA permission to grope grannies and fondle the privates of 5-year-old girls at airports.
So you don't believe the threat. You think the threat is more hype than anything else.
Given the weekend that's coming up, Independence Day weekend, I believe the threat is genuine. I believe that they're sort of skewing the facts a little bit to turn around and allow the TSA to continue molesting people.
Yeah. Well, I agree about that whole molest thing. There's no doubt. I've seen it. I see it all the time with people struggling with young children, with older people. I mean, we've talked about the scenarios, the real things that have happened. And it's certainly, the TSA is not the best wall of defense. You and I both know that.
Yeah, and look, the absolute hypocrisy at the airports, too. I was recently up in Sydney and flew up there. And in front of me was an Islamic gentleman who had a T-shirt on, which had something written in Arabic. So I discreetly took a photo of it and ran it through a translation packet app on my iPhone, and it was saying, "I support jihad." It was written in Arabic. He and his clan go through. I get pulled over and swabbed down for explosive traces. I mean, this is sort of, you know, now if I was to wear a T-shirt, say branded up with my favorite handgun, they'd pull me aside and say, "Is that T-shirt really the sort of thing you should be wearing in an airport?" Or they're likely to charge me with making light of the terrorist situation in an airport. Now, under U.S. and Australian law, that's a crime. That's a low order felony.
Yeah,
you know, we've got these other people doing this, and out of sheer ignorance or just race baiting on behalf of these groups, they're getting away with murder. So, you know, do I believe the threat is valid this weekend? Hell yes. It's Independence Day weekend, but I mean, you know, stay away from the airports. You know, see the country. If you haven't got a reliable car, go to your local car rental place, hire a car, and see the country. Do it at your own pace. Maybe if we weren't in such a hurry to fly to other places and we spent more time on the highways, you know, people would have the sort of love for the U.S. that I have, because I rarely flew. You know, I'd rather hire a car and drive to where I'm going and see the country.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand what you're talking about, brother. It'd be great. You know, of course, what the comeback to that would be is we don't have the time. But I agree with you, boy. It is a different feel, like you said. That's why you fell in love with the U.S. you fall back in love if you're an American with all the things we have to offer when you do some of those treks in different parts of our great country. Absolutely.
I mean, some of the greatest experiences I've had was pulling over at the side in some small little hamlet somewhere. I'm a practicing Mormon. I make no secrets of that. But one of the best conversations I ever had was in Pennsylvania. I pulled over in a little hamlet to a little takeaway place that was run by one of the local Amish families. I had lunch there, and I had one of the best meals I've ever had from a takeout place, but one of the best philosophical and theological conversations with the members of the family. You don't get that flying. And, you really miss out on so much.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting discussion, Jack. I agree with you. In fact, it makes me think of something else. Where are some of the best nooks and crannies? I always refer to that you've seen, like Jack says. Thanks, Jack. That Jack says he was able to do and see, and you heard that what he mentioned there, the conversation, when he was able to drive across the U.S., and you think of the 4th of July, and it kind of brings all that up. I luckily have had that opportunity. I drove up and down the California coast, found some amazing places like Solvang, California. It's a little Dutch town. It's so cool. If you ever watch the movie Sideways, you've seen little bits and pieces of that. I also have had the chance to drive through Arizona, gone through the Grand Canyon, over the Hoover Dam, and into Las Vegas, and there's a lot of interesting people along those routes. And I've had that experience that Jack's talking about, those conversations that I wouldn't have had otherwise in some really cool places where people are jumping up and down to tell you when you ask them where's a great place to go and eat, and they point you out to what is their favorite local diner or restaurant or whatever, and would you get to have that experience if you're flying? And of course the answer is no, but I think it's kind of two schools of thought. People who retire or people who have time are doing it. Other people just want to get their boom off the plane. I always say it's like festival seating when you're on a plane. All of a sudden you land and everyone jumps up at once, and instead of letting people go through their seats and get out into the aisle, a lot of times it's like tackle football. You got to just enter at your own risk, jump into the aisle, because they might barrel you over trying to get past you to get to the front of the plane. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. You got a good travel story you want to share, we want to hear it. Have an opinion on, is this a lot of fear-mongering when it comes to human bombs or what? And any stories about weather, we want to hear them too.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before.
Coming up in our next segment, oh yeah, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I'm going to give you one. You ready for this? Do whatever you can not to hurt yourself with fireworks when you get carried away. Even the sparklers, I've seen people burn themselves there. And I don't think I've ever done that. I've come close, but I haven't done it. So, a word to the wise. Be careful with the things that you light up on 4th of July. You can light up the phone lines right now, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan in Cross Plains. Hello, Dan. How have you been?
Hello, Gay.
Hello.
I just told Nathan I was eating a London broil steak, and you caught me right in the middle.
London broil steak is the best. Do you slice it in those thin slices, right?
As I gobble it down, I do. Hey, I got a question for you. Did you get $250,000 for your appearance like Hillary wants?
No, I didn't get $250,000 for my appearance.
Come on. I mean, don't work bad. I mean, I'd put in a few bucks to go hear you speak. And,
there
you
go.
I mean, Hillary, I'd pay a few bucks not to listen to her speak.
I think you're not alone in that department. There are a lot of people that wouldn't pay that kind of money at all. So, well, I gotcha.
You know, I just love Jack when he calls. I feel sorry for him. I mean, he would make a great American, but he's just not a Muslim. Now, our president and his immigration people are letting in all the Somalis that they could possibly put on a plane. And then we got the border thing where they're just letting anybody and his brother walk across the border claiming they are persecuted down in Honduras and Nicaragua and Guatemala, which is a crock of crap. I mean, kick the sons of bitches out of our country. I mean, we've got enough damn illegal aliens. We don't need any more. And I'm wanting them to impeach Obama. He's supposed to follow the laws. One of the laws was we were supposed to build a fence clear back when Kennedy got the first amnesty put through. They said we'd do that and we'd build a fence clear across the borders. We never did nothing. Only place we got a fence was right across San Diego area, and Duncan Hunter got that put through. And that's the same kind of fence we need from one end of Texas all the way through New Mexico, California, Arizona, you name it, we need it.
Yeah, very well said. And in San Diego, though, they're complaining about problems there with illegals. So,
well, that's because they're pumping them in. They're bringing them
right.
in by plane. They just had
right.
a riot down there where they tried to bring in 150 of them, and the guys that was getting off the bus had the damn tattoos from Project 13 down there in El Salvador. These are gangbangers, and that's what Obama wants. He wants to destroy this country. We have got an enemy in the White House in Barack Obama. And he hates not just Democrats and Republicans. He hates everybody that's American. This guy is a Muslim. He is an enemy to the United States of America. He needs to go back to Mombasa, Kenya, and live his style of life there.
Yeah, you know that's not happening, Dan.
Well, I can
but you
pray,
know what?
Can I?
But listen, the clock is ticking, so you know that, because there's only a couple of years left. And you have to say, I mean, if you're really, if Dan has a really hard stick for the press, but Dan, you know this. Bottom line is I agree with you that this transparency and the nonsense has exploded to the point where even Democrats are saying they wish they didn't vote for him the second time around.
Hey, they don't need to worry about that. We're going to make sure there isn't any Democrats in November. I'm telling you, anybody who votes for a Democrat is a traitor to the United States of America.
All right, Dan. Dan is on a roll tonight. Thanks for the call. So he does bring up a point, though. The midterm elections are coming up, and a lot of people feel like the Senate's going to swing the way of the Republicans. They need just 6 seats. And will the backlash, especially from what he was going off on, the immigration stance that we took, will that bite the Democrats in a big, big, big way? In California, which I saw in San Diego, there were problems in San Diego. You have crowds booing the feds. You have crowds furious as to what's happening. And you have the president who's likely to delay deportations because now they're in the middle of this. It's like we're waiting around in this nightmare. It wasn't thought out. It wasn't thought out at all. So, okay, let's come up with this dream idea. And isn't this a great idea? And let's just see how it all comes together. We'll put it ads in newspapers and have a funnel across the border. Only problem is, geez, once everyone's across, we don't know what to do. Half of them are gang members. The others are just coming in illegally, flat out, no connection to a mother in the United States. And then we have other nefarious types as well, including some that would like to see us blown to bits. I mean, the fact is the fact. I have a friend in the CIA saying that there's massive concern over that, because what a way to get through. It's going to be in the South, not in the North, not over that northern border. And in El Centro, California, they are not happy. In fact, in a small community there, the protesters turned back the Homeland Security busloads of immigrants, and they gave a nasty welcoming to the feds who were behind that decision to bring them in to Murrieta in the first place. That's the town. The local politicians were all over the place saying you got to secure the borders. There were people screaming out, send them back, send them back. That's what they were chanting. So the buses were rerouted, as Dan was mentioning, an hour south to San Diego after they were not welcome in Murrieta. And when we say crowds are gathering, we're talking about 1,000, 2,000 people in a city of less than 100,000 people. So there's not a big embracing here going on. So far, and we keep using this number, I think it's more, but the number we are getting sold is 52,000 unaccompanied kids have been detained when they crossed through that Texas-Mexico border since October. I mean, the president's saying this is a humanitarian crisis. Yeah, you created it because it wasn't well thought out. I don't get it. As anybody knows, if you're going to tackle immigration, if you're going to paint broad strokes, and then it's going to come to the point where now that painting that you are selling us has to be mounted and stuck on the wall, they didn't finish this off. And you got all these people that are flowing in who think they're going to get leniency by the Border Patrol. Because that's what they were told. That's what they think. They think they can just come over the border to the United States. Oh. I mean, it's terrible. 140 people came from Texas to be processed on Wednesday. They were sent to El Centro, 140 miles away. And then, well, look what happened there. It's just one big circle. One big circle. And as has been suggested by several of you, not just one, then let everybody be bussed up to Washington, D.C., and let's see how they like it. Figure it out. Figure a way to process all the people who've come in illegally, because what are we going to do? And they have to process them, but it's like a jigsaw puzzle trying to figure out who goes where. So not good. And they've even supposedly told people, the medical people who are looking at some of the kids and the other people that are coming in, not to talk about what they have going on, possible disease, possible whatever, because they don't want to create more of a panic over that. Nice. It's not good for anyone, no matter how you slice this. And humanitarian crisis, yes, one that happened because of a bogus policy that wasn't well thought out at all. So instead you have kids laying in the dirt dead, which is sad, which is sick, which is wrong. You have the innocence, and then you have the nasty, nasty, nasty flooding into the United States. And what happens when the two collide? And what happens when they try to unravel the mystery? This deep, deep mystery. It's tough. There's a panic. Oh, yeah. There's a panic. Let me tell you. And here it is. 4th of July week. 4th of July week. All right. Coming up on the flip side. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. We got a truckload of them, and it's a good time to remind you. If you've done something particularly, I'm going to say it, idiotic, why not let us know? Send me an email and tell me what you did and why you think it's such a dumb thing. And perhaps, like the people that we're getting ready to go to, you just might have your email read on the air. So kick back, relax, and get ready to hear some of the stupid things people did that'll probably make you feel better.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Feel it. I can't believe how quickly this hour flew. I'm just going to tell all of you. Because I did the weather once for 2 weeks. Watch out for Arthur barreling down on North Carolina. It's a full-fledged hurricane warning for a giant part of the Carolina coast. It is headed that way for 4th of July. Sorry to spoil your plans if you haven't heard yet at this point, although I think the word is pretty much out everywhere to be very, very cautious and pay attention as to what's happening. We've seen what a disaster it can be when you're asleep at the wheel, so to speak, and you have nasty weather bearing down. We saw that with Sandy and the people in that area, in Charleston and Hatteras and all the way up the coast, are no strangers to this kind of weather, but you get weary of it if there's a lot of false alarms. This does not look like a false alarm to me. These are places that I spent time in. My brother was married in Duck, spent time in Surf City. They're all kind of near each other. in North Carolina, beautiful areas, but an area that could get really slammed. Think of 70-mile-an-hour plus winds. Think of those damaging rains. And it's there, baby. It's right there on the horizon. Everybody has got to keep track of the weather so that they can judge for themselves as to what's going on. And sometimes it takes a wild turn, and if that happens, it'll be much better. I know that when I was at the airport on the West Coast, people were talking about Miami getting 4+ inches in some areas. The Miami airport wasn't slammed too much. I was talking to a pilot about that, but areas outside of Miami were. And it pretty much looks like that this is going to hit Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, in a pretty big way, and is going there, heading there and beyond. They've got the red flags warning of the rough surf, and they're telling beachgoers to be careful. And this is also going up the coast, so rip tides, that kind of thing. To be safe, they're looking at canceling some of these 4th of July parties and all that kind of stuff because it's so close to Friday. So close to Friday. All right, I promised dumb things, so on that note, let's flip it to dumb things.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, that's brutal. I didn't mean to cook your dog. Okay, so let's start with this one. Lauro, he loves the show. He says, Kate, I love your show a lot. If I were a program director or assistant program director in Boston, I'd put your show on here. You were talking about the stupidest things we've done. The stupidest thing I've done was ask my mother to talk to a girl for me to hook me up with a beautiful Cambodian girl I used to see at our local supermarket. That girl gave me a dirty look. She told my mom she had a boyfriend. That was stupid of me to ask my mother for help like that. Keep up the excellent work. Yeah, I don't know. Asking a stranger that you think is cute that you see at the supermarket a lot, just banking on the fact that she's not going to have a boyfriend. Yeah, and the fix-up thing with the mom is the intermediary, usually. I mean, maybe it does work out for some people. I don't know. What am I saying? I'm not some matchmaker person. I'm terrible at it, so... I just know that it's usually that kind of thing can blow up on you. And obviously it did there. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Rick in Illinois, who says, Kate, probably the dumbest thing I ever did is I went and got a whole bunch of tacos and a burrito at a local cool shack place, I call it, that's not too far from where I live. I was starving. And it got a little bit cold when I was, frankly, bringing it home. So I decided I was going to warm it up. The problem was it was all wrapped in tin foil. Not a good idea. I started a little bit of a mini fire in my microwave. Yeah, that's not a good idea. Don't put tin foil in the microwave. No. What you do is you put it on a plate. You open it up, throw it on a plate. Come on, all you guys know this, right? And put something on top of it. You know, a paper towel or napkin or whatever. Never do the tinfoil thing. Oh, it's lucky it didn't. It'll just blow out sometimes. Here's one from Bo in Missouri. Kate, I've never written to you. I've been listening to the show for probably the last couple of months somewhere in that neighborhood. You make me laugh, sister, so that's a good thing. Dumbest thing I ever did, I went to cut my perfect hedges with a very picky wife gone, and they just looked a little overgrown to me. For some reason, I couldn't get them even. By the time I was done, I was so freaked out. They look like one version of a mess and one version of a little section that looked absolutely perfect. So in other words, I hope I'm making sense, I cut them way too short. They were uneven, and I completely ruined all of the hedges lining our walkway to the house, and there's not much you can do with that. Any advice? No, I have no advice for that. If she's gone, she's going to freak out. I mean, You can't grow them overnight. And now they're different sizes. Oh, you gotta bring someone in to do that. Or if you're gonna use the electric hedge clippers, I'm assuming that's what it was, then you've gotta be really careful. Just take a little bit of the time. It's hard to get those things even. But it must look terrible in the yard. I wish you send a picture so we can post it. Send us a picture of that. All right, here's another one. This one from Rick, who's listening to us in Florida. And Rick says, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did is similar to what some other people I think have occasionally written to you about. I was thinking about it when somebody talked about coffee on the hood. I was starving. I was in charge of bringing back the grub. I went and got a couple of pizzas, you know, when you haven't eaten and you can almost taste it in your mouth. I had them on the hood of the car. I was so tired. I drove home from the pizza place and voila, no pizzas. I was in a frantic mode and realized that I had left them on top of the car when I was getting into the car. Yeah, this is a consistent theme with people listening to this show. Whatever you put on your roof, maybe you shouldn't put it on your roof, but if you put it on your roof, you got to remember to put it in the car. You got to remember to do that. How about this one from Princess, who's listening to us on the PNN network? She says, I broke the shower pipe. How about the stove button? Water all over the living room. Here's one all of us can relate to. I broke every drinking glass in the kitchen. She says, thank goodness my husband can fix things. I had somebody break the shower knob once, and they were mortified because it was just, we couldn't shut it off. It was, the hassle was terrible. We fixed it and it worked out okay, but it was a rough going for like a half an hour. And the stove button thing, I can actually relate to that. The plastic ones sort of pop off. And that's the idea. They pop off, but you can break them. And if that's what she's talking about, yeah, that's pretty bad. Probably a lot of people can relate to some of hers. I think that they can be pretty common. And the drinking glass thing, oh, definitely. I can't tell you how many glasses we lose from just poor placement in the dishwasher. We're also lazy. We put everything in the dishwasher, and then we don't put it in correctly. So then it breaks in the dishwasher, or breaks going into the dishwasher, or breaks coming out of the dishwasher. You get my drift. If you've done something dumb, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks to everybody who sent in their dumb things.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.